Now, God, of course, tells us how we can be saved. In Acts 16, verse 30, a man asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So the Bible's teaching, to be saved, we just need to believe. God doesn't say you have to do good works, you have to go to church, you have to be baptized, you have to turn from sin, which is impossible, by the way. The Bible says even the thought of foolishness is sin. Unbelief is sin. To be fearful is sin. It is impossible to not sin. We all sin many times every day without even knowing it in many cases. And yes, of course, God wants us to do good works and do good things and live according to his commandments. But when it comes to salvation, all we must do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, put all our faith on him, nothing of ourselves to get us to heaven. Because going back to Romans 3:10, the Bible says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is righteous." And the prerequisite to salvation is believing on him, his death, burial, and resurrection, whereby we have his righteousness imputed on us in God's sight. The most famous verse in the whole Bible, John 3:16, the Lord writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life."